This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God can salvage anyone and anything. Recently, I was talking about how I can let that negative voice enter my thoughts when I'm waiting on a prayer to be answered, and I will quickly tell myself that I'm not worthy for the prayer to be answered, or maybe it's not being answered because of a poor choice of my past. And the one thing this negative self-talk does is it causes me to lose hope. And when I turn to the scriptures, I look at Moses, who also lost hope at a pivotal time in his life. It seems as though Moses' life was set up so that he would actually be the one to appeal to Pharaoh to release his people from bondage. But in one rash, poor choice, Moses ends up murdering an Egyptian who he saw mistreating an Israelite. Feeling a great deal of shame and hopelessness, he flees his country for the desert, not knowing what course his life was going to take. Now, God does work with Moses in that desert, but once God's work is complete, he restores Moses to the mantle of his life and allows him to fulfill his life's purpose. So that says to me, release that thing that drains your hope, because God can salvage anyone and anything, no matter how bleak the situation appears. And the words that I use to inspire me are, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. James 1:12. Tomorrow, let's talk about favor. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, release that which drains your hope. And remember, God can salvage anything.